To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Philip.
And I'm Homer.
And I'm Jason.
Whoa! What's going on, Jason? We have a special guest on today. Jason of Dork Dad Collectibles has joined us today. How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Thanks for the invite. It's cool to be on your podcast. I listen every week, man. Huge fan.
Appreciate that. Awesome. Thank you. It's awesome to have you on, man. I know you and I are... And actually, Homer's in that same group too. We kind of started following you through our Facebook group, that Alamo Stash Bin, and then saw you at a couple of the shows at the Alamo Marketplace. So it's nice to have you on, man. I know you're big into toy collecting.
Yeah. Anything that catches my eye, whether it be Funko, all the way to Hot Toys. If I like it. And I have the money for it, I'm going to buy it.
I mean, that's the real question right there. I like it, but can the wallet sustain it?
Exactly. Priorities, man, priorities.
Oh, I know, man. It's tough. You have children too, right?
Yeah, I have four girls.
Four girls? Dang, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a handful, bro. They're all little too, right?
Yes, all toddlers.
Oh, that's kind of cool, though, that you have them all grouped together. So, theoretically, they'll all leave at the same time, too.
Yeah, within a couple of years of each other, yeah, for sure.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That's awesome. So, I have the two boys, and they're not extremely close together. They're almost 5 years apart.
Oh, okay.
But, dang, four girls, man. That's on the hunt for a lot of Wonder Woman and Harley Quinn, huh?
More like My Little Pony and Trolls.
Man, they're fucking trolls. Those trolls, the movie was much better than I expected it to be. I'll give it that. But that merch is just everywhere, man. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Merch is everywhere. Soundtrack is in the car nonstop. Man, it's crazy.
Hey, man, you can't knock JT and Anna Kendrick.
Exactly.
They're good stuff, man. It's good stuff. It's, you know, I got no problems with JT ever. No qualms. So you run Dork Dad Collectibles.
Yes, sir.
I immediately love this name because I too am a dork dad. As is Homer.
No, not written, really. Sorry. I totally messed up my sarcasm because I was trying to take a drink of my soda.
Imagine that. You ruined your comment by eating or drinking.
Wow, who saw that coming?
Seriously.
Oh, man. So tell us a little bit about that, man. How'd you get started with that clever name? Of course, love the little lightning bolt logo. I mean, how long you been official Dork Dad Collectibles?
Official Dork Dad Collectibles started in May of last year, I want to say. It started off by having too many, I guess, of my own collection. It just got out of hand, and my wife was like, you know what? We need to make room. So... you know, you got to start selling stuff and making room for the stuff that you actually want. So started selling on the Facebook groups. It was fun. Was invited to do one of the toy shows at the Alamo Marketplace. And from that first show, I kind of caught like a bug of like buy, sell, trade. Mm-hmm. And just exploded from there.
So that one that I saw you was last fall. Was that your first show?
My first show, I want to say, yeah, last fall.
Dang, was probably crazy, my first show, man. Yeah. That's crazy. So that's pretty. So almost a full year into it, and it grows out of just your collection being too big.
Yeah, it grows out of my collection being too big, enjoying it. And then I just go full steam with getting the wholesale license, getting my tax ID, and hopefully it goes from being just a booth at a flea market to an actual storefront.
So, okay, I got a dad question for you. Then. How do you balance that time, man, between on the weekends to making sure you have time to fan? Because you work a full-time job too, yeah?
Yeah, I work a full-time job Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Dang, man.
Yeah, so I don't treat the weekends as an actual job. The flea market opens at 8, but I don't get there till about noon, maybe 1 o'clock. And Saturdays, my girls will be with me. Like, we'll actually do it as family. Like, the family will be there with me to help me. And then Sundays, you know, I'm there only from like 12 to like 4:30. And I, you know, I go home and spend the rest of the day with them.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. So I bet that's you know, narrowing that down, and that's a good way to balance it, man. That's when I saw that you had taken that booth full time, I was like, damn, man, I know he has some girls, and I just was trying to figure out how you balance all that time. That's cool, man. That's cool that you guys could kind of turn that into a family event.
Yeah, my 5-year old loves it. She's my little employee. Just don't tell the workforce that.
Hey, man, those kids love to hustle, too. You can get them to sweet-talk in customers, ring them in.
Oh, yeah. She made a couple sales the first day.
Nice. Hell yeah, man. So your collection started getting too big. What's the highlight of your collection? I know you mentioned that you collect all kinds of different things, but what do you lean towards? What was the first area of your collection that got too big?
Funko. When I first started collecting Funko, I was a completist. I needed to have every single, so say the first wave of the Guardians of the Galaxy, I needed to have every single one of them. If I didn't have every single one of them, you know, I would scour every single Facebook group I could find to find what I needed. And so I would complete a set, continue to complete sets and sets, and it just got out of hand. And, my closet ended up overfilling with Funko Pops because I ran out of room to put them, you know, where I had. And so actually Funko was the only thing when I first started selling at like shows or whatever, it was like 95% Funko. That's all I had. Yeah.
Pops, and mostly Pops too. Not like mostly reaction pops. Figures or nothing like that. Mostly Pops.
No, just Pops. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I've been wanting to get into this with Homer before, but I needed somebody else to kind of balance this out. What's the mass appeal for the Pops? Is it just that there's one for everything?
To be honest with you, man, I think they just look really cool. Like I like the little, like I like Marvel because they're bobbleheads. So like, I like to like see the heads bobble because I'm an out of box guy. I don't like Pops to remain in boxes or any toys really to remain in package. If I could, I'd have every single figure out of package. But just the look of them, and then, you know, the variety of everything they have, it gets addicting.
All right, so you're out of box guy, Homer. Keep all your Pops in the box.
Yeah, I have. I think I've opened.
As he looks around his room and he's like, "There are a lot of boxes."
I had them because there's only two with the. But it was just to kind of like bring it out, take a picture of it, and I was like, "Oh my god!" And then I was like, "Okay, back in the box, and you're done," you know. But I don't think I've ever like have one up on display. Like I have yet to wait for that one Pop that I'm wanting to get and buy two of. The one I was wanting to get was the Weapon X. But I wasn't going to drop like $30 to open another one, you know, just to have there. So I was like, you know what? One is good. One is good. I'll just leave it at that. But I mean, I love them. Like, I collect them. But I, on certain ones, I will try to buy the whole set. You know what I mean? But I'm not like, I need it. But
so you posted, what would you finish? Stranger Things.
No, I have not finished Stranger Things.
You're close, though.
Yeah.
You got two left.
I'm missing, just for the regular ones, I'm missing like two. But if I go for like the Chase ones, the special edition one, like the upside down ones, I'm missing two or three of those. I'm missing one of the Chase ones where she has her blonde wig on and stuff like that. But I mean, those like went out like crazy everywhere. Like now they're super either hard to find or people are already trying to flip them for like 50, 60 bucks. And I'm like, I ain't got time for that right now.
Keep your eye open for that Chase. It's going to re-release in April.
No, really? Yeah. And what's hard about them is that when they release the Chase, there's not like a special like SKU or anything for them. They're just there. And so that's what makes it harder because it's not like, oh, it's a Hot Topic or Best Buy or, you know, Walmart and Target. It's just, it's a Chase. So, which makes it, anyone could have it, and it's the regular one with the variant. That's all it is. And I'm like, no. So that's what sucks. Because even if you tell them, they're like, it's this SKU. And it's like, well, it has the sticker on it. And I'm like, that one, that's the one. Just keep that one. So it's kind of hard. But I've been collecting them for a while now. But I remember when they were only releasing like 5 a month every other month. And now they're like, oh, yeah, these are all releasing on this month. And I'm like, those are like 20, 30 different freaking bops. Like, I ain't got time or money for that right now.
Oh, yeah.
So if I'm able to pre-order them, then yes, I will be able to get them. But I mean, most of the time, it's pretty hard to get them. But I like them, and I collect or try to collect the ones I love. You know, like, I wanted to start fully collecting the Walking Dead ones, but I got, I guess, the majority of them. But those get out of hand, too, because there's too many characters in that one. So that's freaking crazy, man. But, and then once you get into the, like I said, those special editions, those are just nonstop. The ones that are exclusive, that's it.
Yep.
Oh, is that it, Aaron? You all right there, bro? Did you freeze?
Oh, I was waiting for a pause. So did things go weird? Because I think my internet dropped, and then like it closed the call, and then it reopened the call. So did y'all just keep talking?
There's two of you. Yeah.
Okay. So, but y'all just kept talking the whole time?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Now I'll go back and listen to it and make sure that it's all good. Like, because if I'm out, it don't fucking matter. As long as the conversation still held.
It was still live and recording, so we should be fine.
Okay, perfect. I was worried that since I was the host that I might have fucked it up, but badass.
No.
All right,
cool. The good thing about Google Hangouts, it's not like Skype.
Fuck yeah. Well, eject this fucking creeper ghost Aaron out of here.
You know what's funny though? As Homer was talking about all the Stranger Things pops, when he's talking about the wig and everything, I was like, oh, I know what you guys are talking about because I finally finished the show.
Jason, have you watched Stranger Things?
I got to like episode 5 or 6 and I stopped watching.
Don't tell me. Because you just weren't into it?
I think just because I think Flash started or something. I don't know.
Okay. I'm more into because we've been hounding on Philip to watch this shit for months and he finally watched it.
It's cool, but
probably won't watch season 2.
I'm not 100% into it.
Yeah.
It's okay. I didn't jump on that hype train.
Oh, I jumped on it hard and I loved it. I was all on that hype train. No shames. No shames. So I have a question for the pop people. I've been curious, man. There's so many fucking pops. How much longer do you think pops have to be on top of the game? Or do they just have too many licenses they'll never go away? Especially because of the low price point.
I think that's what it is right there. They have a lot of licenses. What do y'all think?
Come on, pop.
I don't think it's ever going to go away.
Yeah, I think there's too many that they could grab a hold on. Because, like I said, they're grabbing on to TVs, video games, freaking movies. It's just
I mean, but do you think people will get tired of seeing that big head, beady-eyed character at some point?
They didn't get tired of freaking Powerpuff Girls, and they brought them back because they wanted them back, dude. Like, it ain't going to stop. Good point. Bitty little bodies, big heads, big ol' eyes. Powerpuff Girls, pops. Duh. Oh, yeah, and those released a couple of weeks ago, too. Just heads up if anybody wants to.
Oh, Jesus, this guy. Fucking pop whore over here.
No, but yeah, I don't think they're gonna get. I don't think it's gonna go away anytime soon because kids like pops, and as they get older, they're gonna want the pops that they wanted, you know, as kids, and they're gonna buy just like what we're buying. You know, we're buying. They're making stuff from when we were kids, and you know that's why they're going so strong.
It's gonna be a while before.
Fair enough. I'm too afraid to get on the pop train because if I start getting them, I'm gonna want to get a whole bunch of them. Like I see them around, they look great, but
it's true, man. They're like for $10. A lot of people aren't like, nah, man, I can't drop $10 because you kind of think about it like, oh, it's only $10. But if it was a hot toy,
I know
go from you know they range and most of the hot toys I want they're like $200 and I'm like. Nah, man, I got rent today.
$229.
I can't.
I'll catch you back on the first, bro.
Dude, I look at those hot toys and I'm just like, one day, just not today.
One day I'll get one. One nice one.
Used.
And if I bring him out of the box, he's going to be in another glass case. Like, he's still going to be in something that nobody touches. Can I play with that? If you play with that.
The good thing about Hot Toys, you got to think about, though, the Hot Toys are like an investment. Every single Hot Toy that I've ever thought about getting or got has either doubled in price, like, you know, to resell. Mm-hmm. So you never really, like, take a loss on it. You always can either make your money back evenly or more than what you paid.
That's crazy, man. That's so insane. And those, like, I've seen some really, really insane ones, dude. Like, I think there was a Daryl Dixon one. I know there was a Joker one, the one that came out of was it the Dark Knight?
That one? Those Dark Knight ones are insane. The one with
had,
the,
like, a mask and, like, suit. Four or five. Yeah, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And he had, like, all the money and stuff like that. I was like, that's insane.
Dude, they're amazing.
So.
See, and that, again, it's one of those ones I'm too afraid to buy because, like you said, it's a big investment, and I could make my money back, but fuck, man, I want to get it, and I want to keep it for me.
Yeah.
And you have little children, so I'm pretty sure you're going to come home, those things are going to be out of boxes, flying around, and you're going to be like, and shit.
You know, though, I'm with Jason on this. I'm more of an out-of-box guy for some stuff. There's just a few things that I've kept in box. Like, I bought one San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, and that shit's staying in the box because, no.
Which one did you get?
The Joker cereal.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The Suicide Squad?
Yeah. I loved how the cereal box looked and that it had the double figure, and it was my birthday, so I was like, fuck it, I'm just getting it.
It was my birthday, so I had to.
Yeah, I just loved the packaging design, and the figures themselves looked great, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to make this purchase. So I loved it, and like that one, I can't bring it out of the box, because it'll, especially that one, because it's, you have to literally tear the top of it to open it. There's no like clean open. Like the I also collect like the DC Multiverse figures, and those have clean tape, you know? You can cut the tape and you can have a clean open. Not that one. Hell no, it's just like a fucking regular cereal box. You gotta tear open the top if you want to open it.
Man.
Totally ruined. So
there's
that one's
actual cereal in there though, that's probably going bad. And
no, there's not cereal.
No, it's not real cereal.
Okay. Just making sure, because I was like, you might want to open the bottom and get the cereal out.
No way, man. Come on. I got a box of Halloween Cap'n Crunch still sitting up on the fridge, and it's still good.
You sure it's still good? You sure there's not, like, ants in there and making a colony and stuff?
Yeah, man. It's supposed to turn the milk green. It's a...
Well, did we lose him?
Yeah.
Nice. That's hilarious.
Anyways,
Aaron, you froze up, so we don't know what you were saying. You just said it's supposed to turn the milk green, and then you froze.
Yeah.
It says so on the box. And then everybody says it's green.
I was like, RIP, bro.
Joke's so lame that your internet even froze up.
Dang, that was a good one, Philip.
Hey, man. Hey. My it's jokes today suck, okay?
Your picture was frozen with you taking a drink.
Oh, was it nice?
That was funny. These candles smell so good. Shout out to Pop Culture Candles. So, Hot Toys, way out of my price range. Pops, I can't get into. I need to find a happy medium. I go DC Multiverse figures because I'm a DC whore. What else we got, man? What's good in the market right now? That's not going to break the bank, but still looks dope as.
Dude, Marvel Legends are killing it right now. I think.
Those damn Marvel Legends. I can only ever find the same five at every store because people like you
go and buy all wants. Them.
No, I don't need.
I don't want you, hot guy.
No, I don't need those figures. Do I want the old man Logan? Yes. Do you have 16 of them hanging on the wall at Dork Dad? Yes, you do. And I envy you for that.
No, do you? Yes, you do. He was like, actually, I have one.
Don't think I didn't see that post on Facebook. I saw.
I only got two.
Dude, I can never find those.
I had to watch it through a reflection off the mirror that was bouncing off in the background. But I saw that you had an old man looking.
Oh, that man. Marvel Legends collector community is insane, man. And we're not even in like a major market. We're in San Antonio. We're not in Dallas. We're not in Austin. We're not in California at all. We're not even in major market. And they clear out quick, man. I haven't even seen any of the new line in stores. I don't know how y'all are finding the Wolverine. That old man Logan looks sick.
Man, I got so lucky when I found those Logans. I went looking for that wave. I walked up to the aisle, and there was a guy already there with the box that they hadn't opened yet. And I was like, man, are you buying those? He was like, everything but Logan. I was like, I'll take the Logans then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have some? Man. I've also seen that from that same line. I absolutely love how that Cyclops looks right now,
dude. That's the one I'm on the hunt for. I want that Cyclops.
Those figures do look clean, man. You can't argue that those Marvel Legend figures are clean.
But yeah,
the amount of work to find one, man.
It's hardcore, man. It's hardcore. Hardcore. You gotta. I take my lunch early just so I can go looking for toys, and I'll hit up like two or three Walmarts before I got to go back to work. Two or three Targets, whatever I got to do to just find what I need.
So how hardcore do you know? So the new DC Multiverse, the King Shark wave has been in, and I found a Dark Knight Returns Joker out in the wild. And that's how I knew that they were coming in. And so I've been on the hunt for the Batgirl and for the Batman. Because I'm not too interested in this wave. I'm more excited for the next wave. But that's not the point. So I like tried looking up SKUs and tried calling up Walmart. So that shit just doesn't work at all, right?
I've never called just because I know those workers don't know. I mean,
they don't.
They don't, or they just don't want to try.
I don't think they know, in my opinion, because like the Walmarts in my area, I always see females stocking those aisles, and I'll stop them when I go there at night, be like, "Hey, can I open up that box?" And they're like, "What is it?" Like they don't even like, "Are you sure you want this?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure I want it." I just don't think they know and to your point, I don't think they care to know to even try to go look for what you're asking for.
They don't get paid enough, man. I posted it in
that toy group that we're in, the Alamo Stash Bin. I don't know if you had seen, but I called to me who I online at one of the fucking stock checker websites. And so I called them. I was like, "Oh, I'm looking for a DC figure, a Batgirl," and he comes back on the phone. He goes, "Oh yeah, we don't carry any DC anything." Awesome, dude. I go to this Walmart like fucking six times a week because it's 2 seconds from my house. I know y'all carry stuff. He's like, "Yeah, no." Yeah. And someone made a funny comment in the group. It was like, "Yeah, they probably heard DC and thought discontinued."
Yeah, I think I did see that post.
I was like, "That's fucking." But it's crazy.
Yeah, now we're gonna have.
That's what I was like, man. So I think that it is a fine line between they don't know and they don't care to know. And if they do know, they ain't going to tell you on the phone about it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Dude, I walked into Walmart one time asking for shoelaces, and I was next to the shoe department. And the guy's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, that's not my department." And then he walks by. He, like, walked by a pack of shoelaces, and he's like, "Oh, are these what you're looking for?" And I was like, "Seriously, bro?" So.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I went and asked the dude where some coleslaw was the other day. He sent me down the ranch aisle.
See, now if you go to HEB and you ask them anything, they're like, "Oh yeah, that's aisle this."
So, dude, I asked a random employee. HEB
don't carry figures.
Dude, HEB Plus, a random HEB.
I thought it did.
HEB, they do, but it's all outdated stuff.
Yeah. Very outdated.
I did see though they have those like 3-pack of the minifigs.
The DC ones?
With the Build-A-Figure inside that? Yeah. Have you seen
those? Those are sick.
I just saw those. They're like the, I guess normally they just come in the blind pack, I think. Mm-hmm. And then they have the three pack now with a Build-A-Figure in there.
Yeah, it's Build-A-Figure cool, Dark Side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got three of them. I'm just waiting to find the Harley Quinn and Joker pack. That's the only one that they didn't have in my store.
Of course. That's going to be, well, I bet that's going to be the hardest one to find because it's all Joker, yep. Harley Quinn, any
what?
Character that managed to find.
Your internet connection is so bad tonight, dude. I was like, what?
Harley.
He froze again.
Dang, man. What's going on tonight?
There he is. He's back with the ghost Aaron. Is there? Oh no! I was like, is there a ghost Aaron?
No, I didn't lose connection this time.
No, you were just in slow mo.
Okay, but like, was the enunciation good enough? Like, or should I say?
No,
it again?
I have no idea what you said.
I just said that. Any figure that's not Batman is hard to find. But now out of context, okay. It doesn't seem very funny.
That's true.
Dang, I feel like I'm fucking being roasted up.
This would be a perfect YouTube video.
I know, man. We'll figure it out one day how to get this into a cool YouTube video. Until then, we're just a podcast. For your audio pleasure.
That audio laugh. I don't know. Maybe I could use my stuff as a recorded through here or something.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. That's boring radio talk. Nobody wants to hear that.
Oh, yeah. Touche.
So, Jason.
Yes, sir.
On the hunt right now, to look out for in normal people price range that you see at Target, Toys R Us, Walmart. If you see it, you've got to pick it up off the shelf right now.
Pop figure number. Oh.
All right. I'm going with
pop. Is there some pop that's super hot right now? I mean, I know Homer, you were on the search for that. What's it called?
Weapon X.
Weapon X version of Wolverine.
Yep.
The Target exclusive. Never saw it in the wild.
Man, that was in the wild for like 5 seconds, dude. And that's when they opened the box and gave it to the customer, man.
Oh, that's right. I remember you telling me that story. That sucks. So what
is it? Anything with the sticker for pops, everybody's gonna want right now, which is like all the chase figures that are coming out, whether it be the Bombshell Wonder Woman, the Punisher from Netflix.
Is that the one holding the mask?
Yeah.
That's the one that I wanted, dude. I saw the regular Punisher and I was like, do y'all have the chase one? They're like, no, and I was like, I guess I'll just take this one. Like, I was upset about it, dude.
People are crazy for those stickers, man. So anything with stickers, people are gonna want. Yeah. But
and so sticker, like, that's just like that little piece on the front, right? It'll say like Emerald City Comic Con exclusive.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty much. Okay.
All right. So look out. Any pops with stickers.
That's a exclusive.
Go ahead, take some notes real quick. Pops. Let me
write that down. Exclusive. Yo,
the Power Ranger Marvel Legend line. I don't know what they're called, but the ones, the Build-A-Figure lines. Those are hitting right now, especially Blue Ranger, Black Ranger.
Why is Blue Ranger so hard to find? Normally, it's always the pink. You can never find pink,
always red and green, dude.
That you couldn't
find? Well, the hardest one to find is the Red Ranger. Red Ranger and the Green Ranger are the hardest ones to find, in my opinion. I've only ever found one of each, which are in my personal collection. And I found a few Black and Blue Rangers that are in my shop right now. But those two are like, for some reason, those two right now are like the ones that people want, for some reason. The Blue and Black Ranger from that line.
Okay, so you find the Blue Ranger at Walmart. You get it for, $20, right, plus tax.
Mm-hmm.
Resale on something like that look like? Because, I mean, it's a smaller, lower-priced figure.
Yeah.
When you do the resale for it, when you've done the search work for somebody, so like, what is your Blue Ranger listed at in the shop right now?
So I have a three tier level. So like if it's a buddy of mine, I always hook up my friends.
The random guy that walks into the booth.
Random guy that walks into the booth.
You always hook up the friend that you're good friends with. You always got the I kind of know you hook up, and then you got the dude. I've never even seen you before hook up. Which is not hook up. Retail. What's the retail price? So you don't know that guy. What's he getting? What's his price?
I price my stuff really high just because I know people like to haggle.
Yep.
So I'll figure like that. I'll throw 40 bucks. I'll say 40 bucks. I don't expect it to go for 40 bucks. You know, if I get $30 for it, I'm cool with it. I really, cause I, like I said, I order stuff. I have my wholesale stuff. So I try to get pieces just so I can get people into the shop and so they can see what I have. So, you know, even if I sell it for what I got it for, I'm happy.
With the idea, but I'll start off high.
Yeah, I'll start off high just to see what people will do. Some people will just automatically pay it, and that's cool if they're willing to haggle. I like doing the haggle game. It's fun. So it just all depends.
Yeah, I think that's the transaction you and I had. We had a figure swap, and it was a sweet deal.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think that was the first time I met you, right?
What was that?
That was the first time I met you.
Fuck, am I frozen again?
No, I hear you.
Yeah, I hear you too.
Okay. All right, now I hear everybody. Oh. What was that one more time?
I said, I think that was the first time I met you.
Yep, that's right. Yep. All that fucking delay for that line. I needed it.
So I got a quick question. Do you have like Marvel Collector Corps pops?
What is that, a chicken wing? Did you just have your fucking elbow in the screen?
It was just like, hey, it was a chicken wing because I'm scared. I got to know if he has it or not.
I have had the Collector Corps stuff in my shop at one point or another. All that stuff has sold.
Because my hunt on those are for the Hulkbuster. Like, I did not know till late that they got it. And I was like, oh, man.
So yeah, I had actually.
I was like, maybe he does.
At one point, I had three of those in my shop.
Damn.
That's good.
So, obviously, you resell the pop from the Collector Core, Legion Equip, whatever those boxes are. Do you sell, like, the pins and patches, too? Or is there just – there's no money in that game? You just keep those all in your personal collection?
Well, actually, I'm actually not a subscriber to any of those boxes. Mm-hmm. I mean, usually when I get those things, it's through trade. Or I find them super cheap on eBay. I'm an eBay – I eBay hunt, like, daily before I go to sleep and when I wake up. And throughout the day at work, I'm on eBay just looking for, like, super stills. So I can have in my shop.
Right on.
But I don't carry the pins.
Well then,
I do, Aaron. I do. What you do?
I know. Play. So the hottest items: pops with stickers, and what? Anything Marvel related right now?
I'd say anything Marvel related. Power Rangers. I know. Even though the Power Ranger movie hasn't came out, I know those Power Ranger movie figures, the Build-A-Figure ones, those are pretty hard to find.
That's insane. They look sick, too. I see the pink and the yellow and the Space Rangers out there all the time, and I'm like, damn, they look cool.
Dude, they look super dope. I just need a Red Ranger to complete my set, and I'll be opening up those soon to build the figure.
Dang.
I want to say Mezco, man. Mezco's 1/12th line, dude. Those figures are sick. They're a little bit pricier. They're not as pricey as Hot Toys.
That's what I was about to say.
They're in like the 60 to 70 range, I believe. Those are pretty sick. I don't have them in my shop yet. But one of the dealers next to me at the last toy show had some, and I almost left with two of them, just because they're so cool.
It was that Green Arrow one, wasn't it?
It was the armored Batman.
Ooh, that's a dope one armored too. Batman, I saw
Daredevil.
That Daredevil one is sick, man. And I've seen the Daredevil one. I've seen the armored Batman one. I haven't seen all like the detail pics, but I've seen that Daredevil, and I saw that Green Arrow one that came out recently too. And I was like, whew, that is a clean looking figure, and it looks almost Hot Toys level.
Yeah,
but at fucking third of price,
dude. They got the cloth freaking clothing. It's sick. I don't know if you've seen the Deathstroke is coming out in a couple months. I don't know if you're a fan of Deathstroke.
Old school Deathstroke.
DC, it kind of looks like a Teen Titans Deathstroke.
Ooh, dude, even better.
Super sick. Yeah. That's on my list of items to get.
Oh, that is, dude, that's Deathstroke Terminator style right there.
You pulled it up.
I sure did. I like Deathstroke a lot. He's a I'm a big Teen Titans fan in general. Son's favorite character was Robin for the longest time because of the Teen Titans, the early 2000s show. And then so he, you know, reads Teen Titans, and he's a huge Power Ranger fan too. So like when they restarted the Power Ranger comics, he has all of them. He has the original first printing of the Blue Ranger comic with signed by Kyle Higgins, the author. I mean, he's met the Blue Dino Charge Ranger. He's met David Yost, the original Blue. We just met him again this weekend at the toy show. So like, he's a super Power Ranger fan, has all the fucking Megazords and swords and all that crap. So he's stoked, and I'm stoked on the movie coming out. And yeah, we're definitely on that Power Ranger train pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Kind of side railed from Deathstroke, but we're also big DC fans.
Anything else would be uncivilized if you weren't.
Right. Right. Wouldn't be raising them right, man.
That's right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not shitting on Marvel or anything too, but I love Marvel, but I love, and for figure wise, since everybody collects those Marvel Legends, man, I can never find them. But every DC figure that I've ever wanted, I've either been able to find in the wild, or it's not as competitive. So I don't got time to be competitive in that market. Man.
How many times did you say fight in the wild, sir?
It sounded like 4.
Because you froze up. It was like, we're in the wild,
You know, I'm just going to back off. Y'all can finish out the show. Let me know how it ends. Damn.
That's too good. I like this episode. For once, no one's talking shit about me. It's nice.
Nah, I tried to throw some in there, though. But apparently I was freezing up at the time. Oh, man. That's cool, man. Anything that you know that's coming out? Since you have a wholesale license, you get any like sneak previews into anything? Anything you know that's coming out? I know you just talked about that Deathstroke. Anything else you know that's on the way?
I'm pretty sure everybody saw it, but the new it's Marvel Legends again, but the Homecoming Wave, the Spider-Man Homecoming. That wave looks amazing. That wave looks amazing.
Is that a Wave 2?
It's not a build a figure, it's a build a jetpack for Vulture. So like it's like a wing, like his wingspan, like his wings. Mm-hmm. It every figure comes with like a piece to build a big old like 12-inch wingspan for the Vulture figure that is in the line. Yeah, man, it's cool. It looks sick. Yeah, it's sick. The only bad one in that figure, in my opinion, is Beetle. I mean, there's no point of having another Beetle, especially if it's his. I think it's from like his early run Beetle when he first got introduced. It's like the original Beetle costume. It's pretty ugly, in my opinion.
That one's just put in there for the completest. They probably had that mold sitting out there forever, and they just never did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it's for.
Let's just get rid of it now.
Yeah, and then I cater to a lot of, like, I cater to wrestling fans as well. So I have a lot of wrestling figures. And so there's a lot of new wrestling elites and basics and SH figure arts, Undertaker and Kane and Triple H that are coming out. So I buy a lot of, I get a lot of WWE stuff just because, you know, the market's there for wrestling fans. I'm a huge wrestling fan, so.
That's one of those ones I didn't even know it was there until I started, like, getting into a couple of the toy groups and going to the shows. And I'm like, fucking whole shops dedicated to wrestling figures? Are you for real? And, dude, that market is rowdy.
Yeah, man.
You get the Ninja Turtle ones? I know the Series 2s came out. Those are pretty cool, dude. I think which ones? There was one that I loved. It wasn't John Cena.
It's the Undertaker.
Was it the Undertaker?
I
forgot.
That was Donnie. Because
there was two series, right? There was two of them?
Well, the second series hasn't came out yet, but the second series has Finn Balor as Leonardo, or Leonardo as Finn Balor.
Wasn't one of them Michelangelo, John Cena, or something like that?
That's from the first wave.
That's from the first one?
Yeah. The Warrior, the new one's going to have Donatello as Ultimate Warrior. Roddy Piper
that's
as
a good
Michelangelo.
One.
Yeah,
and the Rock as, also Rafael, a good one. As Raphael.
Yeah, because I know those looked awesome. And then what was another one that they came out? It was the WWE Zombie, and yeah. I think Triple H was like the awesome looking one, dude. I was like, that's the hardest one out of all these freaking sets, dude.
Those figures look real cool.
Yeah,
they even got the mutant line where like they take some of the wrestlers and they turn them into like mutants, and those look cool.
Oh, really? So, I mean, that's crazy.
Man. Those just came out, like, recently.
Dude, I mean, I still have some of my old wrestling figures, like, old wrestling figures, like Stone Cold, freaking Goldberg, like, back in the day, you know what I mean? Like, not them now.
In the box.
So. No. Those were opened and played with when I was young, dude. Those were...
I'm pretty sure one's missing, like, an arm, another one's missing a dog.
I was that's like, funny. No one's jumping off the top belt with three. This motherfucker, all right? Keep the ring intact. Nobody's doing nothing.
All right, man. You guys ready to wrap up for tonight?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Pleasure to have you on tonight, man. Thanks for coming on. Hope to have you on again soon. Tell the people where they can find you at.
You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. It's Dork Dad Collectibles. You know, it's easy to find. And... you know, if you're in the San Antonio area, you can find me at Alamo Marketplace on Highway 90, 7171, West U.S. Highway 90. They're booth N12, and I'm there from 12 to 5-ish. But if I'm not, you can just always send me a DM or a PM to either one of those Facebook or Instagram pages.
Hey, he's got some dope stuff, man. I've done business with him before. That's how I met this guy. He's got good stuff. Thanks for coming on, man.
Thank y'all. Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Thanks for being on, bro. And I'm Homer, guys. See y'all later.
As always, Philip, have a good night.
Philip, always with the maximum enthusiasm. Thanks again for coming on, Jason. I'm Aaron. Follow us on Instagram. Like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening.
Toys.
I wish F stood for fantastic.
I wish kids got to do the grocery shopping. Ew, yuck.
When you wish on a treasure troll, who knows what might happen? Treasure trolls are the only trolls that have a jewel in their tummy that you can wish on. What would you wish for?
I wish cherry cough syrup really tasted like cherries.
Treasure Trolls, with a jewel you can wish on, from Ace.